大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听都市猎影节目。 Who do you think are the most romantic people in the world? The French, the Italians, or the Chinese? In fact, a lot of people here believe that the British are much more romantic than people think they are. Let's meet one whose job is to help people's romantic relationships. A florist. 我采访了一位鲜花店老板 Adrian Shaw。这个节目是为帮助大家提高听力的，所以我首先提两个笼统的问题，测试大家的总体理解力，后面我再提出两个具体的问题，测试重点词汇。 Now here are the two general questions. Adrian 喜欢自己的工作吗？他喜欢同顾客打交道吗？
Hi, my name is Adrian. I'm a florist here in Hammersmith in London. I've been doing this for quite a number of years, and originally when I did start, I only imagined myself doing this for a few months while I was looking for another contract, as I used to work in the corporate environment. But I fell in love with flowers.And I think the attraction to this is being able to spend time with lots of different kinds of people that we have in our London culture, from just the housewife all the way through to executives in the city, and even on occasion the odd film star who buys flowers off us as well.There are moments where you will have the oddest of conversations with people who you've just only met. On one occasion, there was a woman that was speaking of saying goodbye to her partner. And as we sold flowers, I turned her frown into a smile. And by the end of the conversation, she walked away happy with her flowers and went home. And it was only weeks later that I discovered by a letter that she sent me and a gift to say thank you for the conversation that she told me she was getting married.And having a baby with the same person.
It lifts you up when you are down. It takes you high when your thoughts turn round. It makes you fly, it makes you cry. What is this mystery funny thing called love?
You'll find that classically, about 70% of my clientele, my customers, are women. When it comes to the female customers, they'll buy a whole myriad of flowers.But guys cannot help themselves. Most times, they'll buy roses. Many customers will come. You will see them buy flowers to make themselves happy because they have a baby on the way. Then you meet the baby. Then the baby becomes a little child and you watch them grow. And that's a wonderful experience.
Mystery funny thing called...
都市掠影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English
From BBC Learning English, Learning English
That was Adrian talking about his job as a florist 他喜欢自己的工作吗？回答是肯定的 Yes, he loves his job But what was the phrase he used to describe his passion? 请听下一段寻找关键词语
Originally when I did start, I...only imagine myself doing this for a few months while I was looking for another contract as I used to work in the corporate environment. But I fell in love with flowers.
他说呀, he fell in love with flowers. 他爱上了鲜花。第二个问题呢,他喜欢同顾客打交道吗?回答也是肯定的。Yes, he does. He enjoys meeting and talking to his customers.In fact, one customer even sent him a card and a gift. But why? Listen again.
On one occasion, there was a woman that was speaking of saying goodbye to her partner. And as we sold flowers, I turned her frown into a smile. And by the end of the conversation, she walked away happy with her flowers and went home. And it was only weeks later that I discovered by a letter that she sent me.And a gift to say thank you for the conversation that she told me she was getting married and having a baby with the same person.
The magic of flowers. 通过卖花交谈， Adrian 让一位女顾客破涕为笑。 He turned her frown into a smile. 本来要分手的两个人重归于好，喜结良缘。 She ended up getting married and having a baby with the same person. Well, if this program has got you in the mood for love, get on bbcukchina.com for more programs about romance. 谢谢收听，我们下次节目再会。